Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Violin piano sonatas will be on our program this week. We'll begin with two mid-20th century composers, the British Doreen Carwithin and the Polish-American Gratzina Batsewicz, and then we'll hear a sonata by the 19th century German Louise Adolphe Lebeau. Doreen Carwithin was born in 1922 at Haddenham, Buckinghamshire, England. Her mother, a music teacher, gave her her first lessons on the piano and violin at the age of four and continued teaching her the piano until she entered the Royal Academy of Music as a Buckinghamshire County Scholar in 1941. It's tempting to surmise that the naturalness with which she treats the piano and violin in the sonata we'll be listening to comes from an inside knowledge of the instruments. She also had cello lessons and played the cello with a regular string quartet and in local orchestras. Apart from this activity, the only music she heard came from the radio. As it was wartime, this music was limited to the BBC Home Service. She learned score reading to gain insight into orchestral sounds and subsequently wrote some very successful orchestra music. Carwithin was the first composer chosen from the Royal Academy of Music for the J. Arthur Rank Apprenticeship Scheme in 1947 to study film music, and she wrote music for over 30 films, including the official film for The Coronation, Elizabeth is Queen. In two of her films, music takes the place of dialogue. One of these, The Stranger Left No Card, received the Cannes Festival Award for the Best Short Fictional Film and was then shown at the Edinburgh Festival. In 1961, Carwithin became amanuensis and literary secretary to William Alwyn, who had been her professor of composition at the Royal Academy and whom she later married. Once married, she more or less abandoned her own career to work on behalf of her husband. After his death in 1985, she formed the William Alwyn Foundation to promote her husband's music. She supervised recordings, edited his unpublished works, and helped students from all over the world in their doctorate studies of Alwyn's life and music. Although late in life, she thought of writing a symphony and started to draft a third string quartet, hopes of a second phase to her career were dashed in 1999 when a severe stroke left her paralyzed down one side. Doreen Carwithin died in 2003. The Violin Sonata is a mature work. Carwithin says in her notes that she can't remember the exact date in which she wrote it, but we can assume it was written in the 1950s, as it came after her second string quartet of 1952 and before she dropped out of her composing life. It is in three movements, she says, but these are not the usual pattern of moderato, slow, vivace, and do not follow a strictly sonata form structure either. So what you'll hear is that this piece starts fast, gets faster in the middle movement, and ends expansively in a moderato movement. It is, as much of Carwithin's music is, big, broad, lyrical writing, and this is just a terrific recording we'll hear, with Lydia Mordkovich, a Russian-Israeli-British violinist, and with Julian Milford at the piano.